Father, my God, we take your word, Lord, knowing that it's from you, and because it is from you, we know that there is truth in it, no error whatsoever. You show us our ways. You show us things about how it all began and even how it's going to end, especially for those that choose not to serve you, and as well for us that choose to serve you, God, and it's a good thing. But while we're going through this process, we realize that we're in the midst of battles. We're contending for the faith. We're contending for the goodness of the families and all that's about life. And I praise you that, God, as we speak your word today, that you will reveal to us things about ourselves, things about each other, and things about how we can improve life simply by following after your ways. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 10. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, who also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance failed, meaning that he showed an angrier countenance. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is it that thy countenance is fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him, meaning your brother Abel. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass that when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew or killed him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And Cain said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. In some time past, I had spoken about the particular subject, family affair, and I really want to rename this a family affair. Not that I'm going to be speaking on the same thing, but speaking from the perspective that when God established man, even from the very beginning, he had an enemy that he had to contend with, Satan. And this enemy that Adam, the man, contended with and his wife contended with was trying to sway the man to do things contrary to God. And he wasn't only trying to affect Adam, but he was really trying to mess up Adam's whole family. And to an extent, he was successful at it. And when we look at Adam, we really are able to look at ourselves. When I look at Adam and the mistakes that he made, the things that he didn't do, I'm looking at myself and just saying, I need not to do it the way that Adam did. I need not make the same mistakes, but I need to do things that are right. Otherwise, my whole family is going to be affected. Now, it doesn't necessarily say this in what I've just read from Genesis chapter 4, but let me back it up a little bit. First of all, you had the man and the woman that was in the Garden of Eden, and everything was good for them. Things was righteous. But then, in dealing with the devil, he beguiled the woman. And the man was there to looking at and even knew about that conversation that was going on. But instead of him being the protector as God had made him to be, he sit back and allowed things to just happen in his household. And I'm looking at myself and saying, you know, there are some things in my household that I've allowed to take place, and I shouldn't be allowing it. And when we look at the men of the world, we see that there are men that are allowing certain things to happen in our household, and it shouldn't be happening, because there are times that the woman is stepping up to the plate when the man should be stepping up to the plate. There are times that women are outstepping their boundaries, and men ought to be saying, no, stand back. This is my job. Let me handle it. Because it is a family affair. And when we look over into Genesis chapter 4, we see that as a result of the things that Adam and Eve did and the failure that they had, it began to affect the whole family. You see, when I fail in my position, it just doesn't affect me. But it has an effect between me and God. It affects my relationship with God, and it affects my whole family, because now my children begin to imitate the things that happens in my life. Now my daughter begins to imitate the failures of my wife, if there are failures. My son begins to imitate the failures of me, if there are any failures. And it affects the whole household. And in fact, I began to see that when sin takes place in a man's life, in this case here, Adam, the effect runs down through generations after generations. So here it is. The human family has been swayed by the devil from the very beginning that Adam was made. And as a result of it, he understood that if I can just use the same kind of tools that I used on Adam with every man that comes after Adam, I can be successful. Because this is how we learn to be successful. If it works, do it again. If it doesn't work, put it to the side. And many people are going throughout life, and they said that when the way that you know a man, the way that a man is thought to be crazy, is when he continued to do the same thing over and over and over and over again, expecting different results. See, the devil has learned that it doesn't work that way. If it works, I'm going to use it on not only Adam, but I'm going to use it on Steve. I'm going to use it on Eve. I'm going to use it on Bobby and Dan and Joe and Robert. I'm going to use it on these guys over and over and over again. And basically, the tool that he used was enticement, and as well, he used persuasion. You see, because he understood that enticement means to tempt the man, to tempt the woman. But then if I'm going to persuade them, I'm going to urge them, push them on to do something. And that's really what he did with Eve. He tempted her with the fruit. But then at the same time, he said, but no, go ahead. Then God said that you can partake of any fruit that's in the garden. And so he used the tactic of enticement and persuasion, and he saw that it worked. And when it worked, he began to use it on you and me, and he used it on every man, woman, boy, and girl that comes into the world now, because he knows it works. Because, see, the enticement was the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and of course, well, lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Those are the three tactics that he uses each and every day. And he used them on you, he used them on me. How is it that he know that it works? Because when I look at a woman and I lust after her, my flesh is moving. And so it works if the man falls for it. When he looks at me and see all of the wonderful things in the world that I might want. Because see, all of this really is lining up with our desires. My desire as a fallen man, my desire as a fallen woman is lined up with the enticements and the persuasion of the way that Satan wants us to move. And we have to understand that otherwise it's going to affect your life in a dramatic way. But not only does it affect my life, it affects my son and my daughter's life, as I've already said. You see, so he used the same tactics. It's important for us to recognize and understand these tactics and the sins. And if we don't understand them, it's going to destroy the whole family. Now, let me show you how it is that the whole family began to fall apart as a result of these tactics that the enemy used against the man and the woman, but it began to filtrate down throughout their household. It says that in Genesis chapter 4, and Adam knew his wife, and she conceived. And it means that he had a relationship with his wife, and they had a baby. And when they had the baby, they had this young man named Cain. He was the older of the two of his brothers, he and Abel. Now, here's one important thing that we get from this, because it says that in that process of time, what happened, Eve said that, I have gotten a man from the Lord. What it really means is that Adam and Eve had had children prior to that. It might seem strange for you to think that, but they were excited because now we've had women, we've had girls, but now I have gotten a man from the Lord. Understand this, and I've said this once before. With men, God has given us great authority, but with women, you have a great tool of persuasion. That's why God says the man is to be the head of the household. Because there are certain things that a man can handle that a woman just ain't built to handle. There are certain things that a woman can handle that a man ain't supposed to handle. But when we keep it in the proper order, it will work, and it will work every time. And therefore, Eve was excited because she said, I got a man from the Lord. I've had maybe 4 or 5, maybe 10 girls, but now I got a man. And then I have another man named Abel. But this is what happened. In the affairs of the first family, and this is really the first family, not because they're in the White House, we see the steps of a fallen family, and they tend to spiral downwardly. And they spiral downwardly in each and every generation. In Genesis 4, 3, and 5, we see something. It says, in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel also brought an offering unto the Lord, the firstlings of the flock and the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel, but he didn't have respect for Cain. And as a result of the tool of enticement and persuasion, caused Cain to kill his brother. When the family fall, or when the head of the family falls, the rest of the family begin to do things that they ought not to do. In this case here, Cain, who did not have in him the right to take life, committed the first murder. And he killed his own brother. It is said today that the worst position that a police officer can find himself in is in a domestic violent relationship. In other words, I go to the house, knock on the door, I'm a police officer, and when I get there, the man and the wife is fighting, and I get in the midst of it, and I end up getting killed. Why? Because families have something about them that they hate each other for one moment, but then they turn on the guy that's trying to help them the next moment. And it's a dangerous thing when we have that. But all in all, if it had not been for Adam and Eve falling for the trick of the adversary, Cain would never have killed his brother. But that's what happens when you got family affairs of things going on. When we don't raise our children right, when we don't teach them right, it doesn't just affect me, but it affects them in a significant way too. They don't honor God. They don't show love for God. They get jealous about things that they ought not to get jealous about. It's because the family affair got them in a position wherein things begin to fall apart. And it's strange to me to show you that the first thing that took place was murder, but then they began to spiral down again and go a little bit farther. In fact, if you look at some next verses here, it says that with Cain, that when they gave an offering unto the Lord, Cain brought just any old thing. Abel brought what was right before God. This is what was really happening. Cain exercised the first false religion in the world. I'm not going to do it the way that God says to do it, but I'm going to do it the way that I want to do it. When we don't trust God and do it his way, we come up with ideas that's of our own, and it's against God. It was a false religion that he was trying to uproot and bring up out of the ground, bring up out of his own mind. It's a family affair. Not only am I killing my brother, but God, I'm also got something going on with some strange religion here. And that's just a second downward move that was taking place as this man was going through. Let me say this as well. If we look around in this world today, we see many, 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 many false religions. You have the false religion of Islam and Hinduism, Confucianism. You have the false religion of agnosticism and atheism. You have the false religion, even in Christianity, where people think that they can work their way into heaven and you can't do it. The blood of Jesus Christ is only what we need to allow ourselves into heaven. But when we try to do it our own way, we get over into false religion. And it's important for us to understand how these religions work, because they're not only just trying to be a religion, but they're trying to dominate the world, just like we want to dominate the world and get the gospel out, but they do it by force. And God ain't that kind of way. He want to love it on him. He don't want to force you to loving him. And we have all of these false religions today, and Cain really was the one that started it all. And as a result of it, we got stuff going on. We got voodoo. We got people believing in podiums, and got people believing in clothes and all of the materialistic things in this world. You got people believing, and really it falls right back in line with the things that Adam contended with, spiritual things, emotional things, and prideful things that's going on, physical things even, that's going on in our lives. All of this is a family affair. Now, I want to say this. It doesn't mean that it just affects my family. Because the thing is, we sung the song this morning that I need you, you need me. Well, when I shake hands with this lady here, now I've connected with her. She's a part of my family. When we come into the house of the Lord to worship, it's just not me and my family, and it's not her anymore, but when all of you all came into this place, you're connected to me in some kind of way. Either by just saying, hey, I know you, I love you, I really appreciate you, you're part of the family, and what I do affects the rest of you all. If I do something bad, it affects the rest of them. I said this once before. With Cain, and when you murder somebody, you just don't hurt the person that is murdered. You hurt his family. You hurt his generations that should have come after him. You hurt everything that is connected to that man. It's put to rest. And in fact, murder was the ultimate crime or sin that could have been brought upon his brother Abel. Because really, that was just the way it was. You see, and we were talking about religion. In a false religion, see, what we trust in is when we rebelled against God. In other words, the thing that I raise up, I'm trusting in it because I don't want to trust in God. I don't want to do it God's way, so I'm going to raise something up that I can put my trust in for myself. Even with Paul, Paul told the jailer, they were locked up in prison. And to show you how it is that we are interconnected with each other and how important it is for the family to rule and move by each other, and how it is that with the authority and with the workings of the husband and the wife and the parents, by being in order, we see something else that's significant. Not only will it affect them in a derogatory sense, but for the man that walks in the right way with God, Paul said to the jailer, he said, listen, man, he said, what must I do to be saved? And he said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And not only will you be saved, but your whole household will be saved. It says something significant here for the parents, and you got children. It is so important that you teach and you live and you do things right in front of your children. Amen. To teach them what is right. Amen. And to teach them how to grow up. I don't have a problem with my son. He can see me doing anything because anything that I do before him is right. I don't sit down and look at filthy movies. I don't sit down and look at pornography and all this stuff. I don't drink beer and wine in his place, in his face, because if I do it, it's going to affect him and he's going to grow up a worse person than I am. Because the one that comes through the pipe is going to end up being worse than the one that started the, through the system. That's just the way it is. The reason that Adam was just as much of a fallen individual as Cain was, but Cain was a worse individual because he was really doing the things that Adam really had within him after he failed. We are connected to our parents, and we can't get away from it. I'm black because my dad was black. I'm black because my mother was black. And guess what? Her mother and her father were black. And if there is some kind of mixture in between, then we still all come out a particular way because of who we are connected to. And we are connected to Adam. And as a result of being connected to Adam, we have the nature, in a sense, like Adam, except that we were redeemed by Jesus Christ, whoever turned a new leaf. When we become redeemed by Jesus Christ, then we become like he is, and we are to walk like he is, we are to talk like he is, we are to walk in the authority and in the power and with the beautifulness of holiness in our lives, because it is a family affair. Now I'm living like my elder brother, Jesus. It's the affair of my life that I choose to walk in. I said something about crime, but actually, in Genesis 4:8, we saw that crime was the second one. So really, the first step was that a false religion. The second step was crime, and then there's the third step. And I want to kind of direct your attention to Genesis chapter 11. And we see that in Genesis chapter 11, even if you don't go there, is the story about the Tower of Babel and how it was that these men began to build. And they were building, they were trying to reach God through their own means to get to heaven. And God came down and he looked at it to see what was going on. He said, you know what? to the Holy Ghost and to Jesus. He said that these guys are putting their minds together in their language, which was already a one. And now whatsoever they do, they put their minds to do, they will achieve it. It goes to show the power of not only the mind and the heart, but it goes to show the power of the human spirit when it's working in proper sequence and in order. When we come together to do good, we will do good. But in this particular case here, they came together to do evil. And that is the third downward spiral that they were making. The evil heart will produce evil thinking. The evil mind will produce evil things that we do. And that's what the people of Babel were doing. They had an evil heart, and so therefore they thought that they could reach God through their own means, just like people are doing today. We think that we're going to reach God by our own means. God, I give you some money, so that ought to put some brownie points on me. God, I'm going to do good works. I'm going to usher, and I'm going to preach, and I'm going to teach, and I'm going to do all the good things that I can do in the church, because God, that's the way I'm going to get to heaven. That's the way I'm going to get to you. But God says, no, 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 no. The only thing I'm going to do is confuse you so that you think it's going to work, but it ain't going to work that way. The only way is through Jesus Christ. But still, all in all, we have an evil heart, and the evil heart can spring up sometimes out of not just being taught and us teaching the young folk how they are to be, how they are to live. The evil heart comes as a result of the family being disconnected. The young boys is going out robbing and shooting and killing people. They are doing it because they have not been taught by the older one that you don't do that kind of stuff. They're not being taught by their fathers and their mothers. Think about my brother Ken and with this men fellowship that we had the other night. Ken did something that was real unique and interesting. He brought some information in, and it showed us as black men how we, where we came from, and how the system is used to make us think differently than we ought to. And he talked about the Willie Lynch syndrome and how it is that you have black people that's pitted against other black people, and you have societies and races that pitted against each other because of the thinking of other people and what they will put into us. And see, the thing about it is this. We're all black and we ought to be working together as a family. But when the family ain't helping itself, when it ain't helping the younger ones, we end up growing up someone that will end up killing me, hurting me, stealing from me. And if you look around today, black on black crime is some of the worst crime that's taking place. It's the most, one of the most numerable type crimes that's taking place. Certainly, if anybody in this world that ought to be hurting, it ought not to be my black brother, soul power, like we used to do back in the 60s. But it ain't got that today. That's because it's always going down a spiral road, and it gets worse as time goes on. But it is a family affair. Lastly, I want to say this. In Genesis chapter 19, if you want to turn there, that's fine. It's the story about Sodom and Gomorrah. You see, things will continue to get worse and worse and worse. There's nothing worse than murdering your brother, but then there are other sins that spring out from the fallen man, Adam, who fell at doing what God said to do, and as a result of it, there are four different sins that came out of that, and it happened through four different people. Started out with his son. Son murdered, and now you got people, of course, into false religion. And in Genesis chapter 19, you have a man named Lot that finds himself in a city called Sodom and Gomorrah, the area. And two angels came to visit him. By the way, these were men-looking angels. I don't know if angels look like women. It doesn't reflect that in the Bible. It may very well be men-looking angels. And all the men of the city were interested in men. In other words, the way that Adam was interested in his wife to have Cain. And we know it's going around today. We know that it goes on today. I'm finding out that even in schools, you have girls that like girls, boys that like boys, boys that act like girls, girls that act like boys. One of the things that struck me so strangely, we know how we get on the boards about walking around with their pants hanging down and they got their underwear showing. I looked and was driving down the street one day, and I saw this guy walking down the street. And he had his pants hanging down below his buttocks. And he had his, I think they were blue underwear that was showing. And he had dreadlocks on. He had a white shirt kind of hanging out in the front at least, but in the back it was, you know, pulled up so you could see his underwear. And I'm thinking to myself, man, you know, they ought not to do this, but I understand it's a fad and it's the way that young folk think these days and live this day. And I get closer and closer and closer to this young boy. I was tempted to say, man, you ought to pull your pants up, because I do that sometimes, but, you know, I'd be careful about that too. They kind of go off. And I get close enough and find out it's a girl. It's not a boy. It's a girl that's emulating what boys do, even to that extent. It's one thing to look like a boy. It's one thing to maybe act like a boy, but to go to that extreme that you'll pull your pants down so that people can look at you just like the boys do when they pull their pants down. It's a family affair. I don't know where she lived, don't know what she do and all that kind of stuff, but then the sad thing is some man, some woman evidently ain't teaching her as their child how they ought to be. And it's sad. It's sad. And I say this about Sodom and Gomorrah because it has become prevalent throughout the world. Basically, it boils down to this: sexual sins. It just ain't homosexuality. It's adultery. It's fornication. There's a lot of things. And I'm not trying to knock on anybody that find themselves in that position or want to be like that. I'm not knocking them. I'm just saying that when we operate outside of how we are to operate with God, the family begins to get messed up. And if the family gets messed up, the community gets messed up. And if the community gets messed up, then the state gets messed up. And then the nation. And then ultimately you have the whole world, because it just doesn't operate in America that way. It operates in Japan, China, Russia, hard places, Russia and Germany, places that you don't even think that they would, it will happen, but it does. It's because it's a family affair. And so therefore what they see America does, a lot of times they'll do it themselves. Last thing, it's so important that the family to monitor their own particular affairs, especially we as Christians. It is very important, because there are things about me as a man that I really need to change or maybe do better. I need to monitor my wife to do what's good for her, to do what's the right thing to do for her. As a man, I'm speaking from a man. As a woman, she needs to monitor her husband and to do what's right. I'm not saying doing what you want to do or don't want to do. I'm saying doing what's right. And sometimes it does mean that I don't feel like even having a conversation with this woman because I'm mad at her now. But the right thing to do is to do it anyway. We should monitor our children to see that they're not into the wrong kind of thing. Teach them and grow them up. That's what we were doing with the young men the other night. We were trying to teach them how you ought to be as a young man. And yes, it's good to have some black history so you know where we came from and know how it is that people died for you, man, just to have the freedom to wear your pants like that. Just to have the freedom to go into a restaurant and order some food. To have the freedom to go anywhere you want to go, and yes, have the freedom to become the man that is most powerful man in the world because he's the president of the United States. People died for stuff like that. It's a family affair, and we ought to be teaching our families, our children, our loved ones, and everybody that we come in contact with, change their lives in the way that it ought to be changed. Because really, when it boils down to it, especially for Christians, the life that we live is a representation of how Jesus is to walk on this earth. Mm-hmm. So understand, in your household, in your life, in your family, I don't care if it's just two of you, it's a family affair, and it should be real tight. It's a family affair, and if it's three or four or five or ten of you, it ought to be real tight and upright in God. Because remember, when we don't do it that way, here's what we contend with. We contend with false religions. We contend with murder in our own families. We contend with evil hearts. and we contend with things that are totally against the will of God, and I'm talking about in this case here, sexual sin. And lastly, we contend with materialism, because I've learned this much, that children are eager to have more and more and more and more and more. And the reason why, not only because they are just driven to that, but it's because the parents don't show restraints to say, you know what, I like to have that, but I don't need it. Right. And that could be a fifth one, materialism. Mm-hmm. But God does want us to have. Now, don't get me wrong. It's doing it the proper way. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I honor you and bless you, give you glory for all the goodness and mercy that you give to us in Jesus' name. Bless your word. Bless your people that heard the word and cause us to walk according to it. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would please stand. We're closing out right now, but I do want to offer the opportunity for anybody that does not know Jesus Christ to come, if it's in your heart to do it. I want to offer you the opportunity to come and pray for any particular thing that you may have a need of. I want to offer you the opportunity to come up.